In these early weeks of Leo XIV's papacy, women who long to become Catholic deacons are hopeful. Now, according to the current rules of the Catholic Church, only men can be deacons. But as NPR religion correspondent Jason DeRose reports, some women are pushing the Vatican to allow them to serve as well.
On the back wall of Dolores Mission in the Boyle Heights neighborhood of Los Angeles hangs a painting that depicts the assassination of Salvadoran Archbishop Oscar Romero.
And I remember me as a child crying and crying when I heard that he was killed.
Rosa Bonilla gestures to the image as she recalls her childhood in El Salvador.
My family and I just had just a little radio, and I remember my dad and my mom and my grandpa sitting around the table just listening what he said, and that helped me to do what I am doing right now.
What she's doing now, and has done for more than two decades at Dolores Mission, is serve as a pastoral assistant, visiting the sick, planning worship, praying with congregation members. It's a paid position, but one that has no official place within the Catholic Church. Now, a series of conversations that began years ago could soon change that.
There is no reason or impediment that should prevent women from carrying out leadership roles in the church. What comes from the Holy Spirit cannot be stopped.
Ellie Hidalgo is reading from a Vatican document approved late last year at a meeting in which Pope Leo participated.
And then it goes on to say, the question of women's access to diaconal ministry remains open. This discernment needs to continue.
Hidalgo is co-director of Discerning Deacons, an organization that works to allow for women to serve as deacons.
My hope is that Pope Leo has every intention of shepherding this teaching forward, and that we get to have many additional conversations about women's participation in the church.
Women had served as deacons in the early church, but Catholics now restrict that ministry to only men. Pope Leo has been noncommittal to opening the diaconate to women, citing the church's very significant and long tradition of male-only clergy. But Hidalgo says women aspiring to be deacons are ready to work with the new pope to make their hope a reality. It's work that Jasmine Jimenez is ready to do. Here she is giving a homily last year during the Feast of St. Phoebe, a woman referred to as a deacon in the New Testament, in Paul's letter to the Romans.
The good news for us today is that the Holy Spirit has the ability to transform our discomfort into a quiet confidence.
Jimenez directs liturgy and worship at American Martyrs Catholic Church in Manhattan Beach, California.
I am somebody who is providing space to break open the word, to celebrate sacraments, and to be of service to the community.
And over the years, Jimenez came to hear the call of the Holy Spirit.
And I thought, wow, something is stirring here, and I want to continue to pay attention to that and what female deacons might look like for the Catholic Church.
For Jimenez, it's about more than simply the title deacon.
There's a sacramental grace that comes along with ordination to the diaconate. And some days are easy and joyful, and other days are really hard. And to receive that grace and to have it sustain me in the work that I do would make a big difference.
Jimenez believes Pope Leo will recognize that grace is available to women too because of his experiences.
As an American, to know that when he studied theology, there were women in his classroom, right? Because here, there are men and women who get to study together, so that he has a lived experience of being partners in ministry with lay and religious women in our ongoing discernment.
It's discernment that the Vatican is also doing. Pope Francis asked a group of theologians there to study the issue. In fact, Jasmine Jimenez and Rosa Bonilla are two of 29 women from around the world who this year submitted to the Vatican testimonies about their calling.
Nuestra Señora del Camino.
Back at Mission Dolores, Rosa Bonilla points to a mural just beside the altar, Our Lady of the Way.
When our community or our people from El Salvador was coming from here in the 80s to see how Mary walked with us in the road, in our ways, from the village to the city.
The image of Mary walking from war-torn El Salvador to the promise of the U.S. reflects Bonilla's own journey, a journey she wants to continue, discerning a call to become a deacon of her church.
My hope for Pope Leo, that he continue todos, all, women and men. I have been praying for that.
Praying and working to become a deacon, Bonilla says, as a smile lights up her face.
I love preach. I really love it. I just want to preach. For me, to have this title is to feel more liberty to speak.
Speak words of grace and truth, just like her inspiration Oscar Romero did, to a community longing for good news. Jason DeRose, NPR News, Los Angeles.